Yo, what's up, man? It's your man, Mo Morris, and welcome to Hood Radio. It's your man, Mo Morris. What's up, family? What's up, family? It's your man, Mo Morris, the one-man army. What's up, family? What's up, family? It's your man, Mo Morris, the one-man army. It's your man, Mo Morris, the one-man army. And when you ask me how I do, I'm going to tell you I'm winning just like you, family. When you ask me how I do, family, I'm going to tell you I'm winning just like you, family. If you ask me how I do, family, I'm going to look you straight in your eyes and tell you that I'm winning just like you. That's because we winning, family. What's up, family? Man, I've been thinking about y'all, family. I'm glad to be back on the mic, family. I'm excited to be here, family. Let me let you know that. I'm excited to be here, family. You know, family, I wanted to come talk to you about today, brothers and sisters. You know, we got to make up in our mind who we going to become, family. Who we going to be, family. You understand what I'm saying? You know, who we going to be, family. Who are you really going to be, family? I'm talking about 365 days of the year, man. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, man. Who you going to be, family? Who are you going to choose to be, family? You know, that's the question, family. You got to make your mind up, family. You got to decide the person that you want to become, family. You got to become that, family. You know, we got to quit playing games. And I'm talking about the game that we playing. We playing Russian roulette, man. You know what I'm saying? We put the bullet in the gun. We spin the dial, man. We click it back in there, man. We just pull the trigger. Some of us, that's how we live in each and every day. We just playing Russian roulette with our lives. And why? You know, it's amazing to me, family, how we choose to live, family. And I'm sorry, family. You might don't have a lot of clothes. Hell, your house might not be warm. The water get cut off. I get it, family. But that really ain't got nothing to do with your education, family. You know, brothers and sisters, I don't care what hell that you growing up in, family. Let me tell you straight up and down. It don't matter what hell you are growing up in, family. You ain't got to stay in hell, family. If you are a youth and you going through hell, family, that's because your family ain't take care of their business. And I'm sorry that that happened to you, family. But let me tell you, family, learn what you can learn. It's just like eating fish, family. Eat the meat and spit out the bones, family. Get the game you can get, family. Keep pushing forward, family. Don't get pregnant. Don't get nobody pregnant. Don't go to jail, family. Give your best in school, family. You going to be all right. And find a way to get away from it, family. Find a way to get away from your people. I ain't saying your people are a problem, family, but they got a certain mindset and mentality, family. And you got to make up in your mind that you ain't going to be that, family. So if you ain't going to be that, family, you got to get away from that, family, so you can find something else to do, family. Period, point blank, family. We don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear that our family are people that we want to get away from and we need to get away from. We don't want to hear that. That don't add up with what we was taught. But family, just because they your family don't mean that they on their square. Just because they your family, that don't mean you need to listen to them. Just because, family. Yeah, he could be your uncle, but you know your uncle could get you killed. Yeah, he can be your uncle, but your uncle could get you thrown in jail. And ain't nobody not going to put you in jail because it's your uncle. You know, family, it don't matter if they share the same blood as you, family. They can send you off, too. They can be jealous of you, too. They can accept failure, too. You know, brothers and sisters, I'm talking about straight up and down, family. I'm talking about winning. I don't know what everybody else talking about in the room, family, but I ain't talking that half-empty stuff over here, family. You know what I'm saying? I ain't walking around here with no losers mentality, family. That's not what I'm on, family. I'm about winning. I'm about winning, family. What you about, family? You tell me, family. You help me understand, family. You know, brothers and sisters, you know, we living in a society, man, that is full of opportunity, man. We're living in a time that is full of opportunity. Nobody can look me in my face and say that whatever you want to become, that you can't become that, family. Can't nobody look me in my face and say that, family. Can't nobody look me in my face and tell me that whatever you want to do in this society, you can't do it. Can't nobody look me in my face and say that. Can't nobody look me in my face and tell me because I'm black, I can't get whatever I want out of this world. I don't care what the statistics say. I don't care how they did Rodney King. That ain't got nothing to do with me, family. That ain't got nothing to do with the victory I can create in my life, family. Brothers and sisters, we have to make up in our mind that our skin color is not a curse. This is our skin color. I don't care how the world try to react to us. I don't care how people talk about us. I don't care, family. We got to realize that our skin color is not a curse. You know, being black is not the problem. You understand what I'm saying? It's what we doing with our blackness. What we doing with our blackness, family? Huh? What we doing with our blackness, family? You know, I always hear, you know, our black folks, we got to unify. Black folks got to unify. First of all, who in the world in the room talking about we not unified? Are they black saying that? And if you black saying that, where you get that from? You know, brothers and sisters, we need to stop approaching each other with a negative perspective. Your mama black, homie. Ain't nothing wrong with being black. Your mama black, homie. I'm talking about the person that birthed you, gave you life. The majority of us sitting in the room come from a black mama, and everybody was just foaming at the mouth yesterday because yesterday was Mama's Day, and you had all these black women walking past each other saying Happy Mother's Day, and they black. So don't tell me black is being the problem, because it sure enough wasn't a problem yesterday with all these black mamas getting all that love. So I don't want to hear that black being black is the problem. Yo mama black, homie. Yo mama black. So black got to be beautiful, right? Black got to be strength, right? You know, that's one of the only times you'll find black men singing and crying and, you know, hugging the dog is when they talking about their mama. Boys to Men made that song about mama. Every black man you know sing that song with everything in their heart. How you not gonna sing for the woman that made your bed up for you? Who bought you your Easter suit? Who gave you money for church? Who cooked all your meals? Who birthed you? Your mama, right? And your mama black. So if your mama black, black must be beautiful then, right? Huh? Yeah, brothers and sisters, I know. I know it ain't a black woman in the game. I'm talking about, I would say 80% of black women want to be like they mama. Right? Sisters, y'all know y'all want to be like your mama. Right? Right? So if you want to be like your mama, that means black is beautiful there, right? The problem ain't being black, y'all. That ain't the problem. Because our mama black. Right? Brothers and sisters, what I'm saying to your family is we got to get the same type of energy and motivation, family, that we got for our mama's family. We got to get that into our lives, family. You know, my father, he didn't graduate from college. He went to college, though. And the running reasons he didn't graduate from college is because he didn't have an understanding that he was going to college for himself. He told my grandmother, his mother, he said, I was going to college for you. He told his mama, my grandmother, I was going to college for you. See, my dad didn't have the right mindset. See, my dad was trying to please my grandmother instead of building his life, instead of building a better life, instead of pursuing something for himself, he was thinking about his mama. And at the end of the day, he just didn't have the energy. He didn't have the mindset. Because when you in college, family, and when you out here living your life, family, you going to get it, you going to come to realize that it's your life, family. You can't live your life to please somebody else, family. That ain't going to work. That's not going to work, brothers and sisters. That's not. You got to have your own goals, family. Yeah, you can discuss your goals with your mama. You're supposed to. But they got to be your goals, family. Yeah, you get some guidance from your people. Yeah, you go to your mom and get some advice. Why not? But that ain't the only person you should talk to. You should for sure talk to somebody that's doing what you want to do, family, and get some advice for them, too. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's wisdom. I think your mama would agree with that. But family, we got to do more. We got to become more, family. We got to become better, family. Nobody can look me in the face and say that we don't need to get better. Brothers and sisters, we need to get better. Brothers and sisters, we need to get better. Brothers and sisters, we need to get better. Period. 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 You know, they keep talking about, you know, black folks need unity. We not unified. Hey, man, let me tell you something. If you ain't from my neighborhood, you can't tell me about my neighborhood. Y'all understand what I'm saying to you? If you not from my neighborhood, you can't tell me about my neighborhood. If you ain't black, if you ain't living the life I'm living, you can't tell me I'm not unified, family. And family, if you are black and you ain't sitting up here trying to give back and make a difference and help these shorties out and help these families out and rolling your sleeves up, you can't tell me that we not unified. No, brother. No, sister. You can tell me you not unified with black people. That's what you can tell me, black person. You can't tell me black folks not unified. You can't tell me that. You can admit that you not unified with black people. That's what needs to happen. We need to stop making such a general statement when it comes to personal behavior. You know, individually, some of us are not unified to the cause and to the brothers and sisters. That's your problem. That's because you don't see yourself. You see it's a separation of being black. You look at it like, oh, that's them niggas over there. Nah, family, when you get pulled over by the police, they looking at you just like they looking at Young Fly MC. They looking at him the same way they looking at you, family, because they don't see the car. They don't see the clothes. They don't see the hair, family. They see the skin color. So the question is, family, are you unified with black folks? That's the question. The question isn't, is black folks unified? Every day I walk down the street, I make eye contact with brothers and I give them the what's up head nod. Every brother in the room know what I'm talking about. You look at another brother, because we don't run up and clap hands and hug strangers, not black dudes. We don't hug strangers. So you get the eye contact with the what's up brother head nod and praise God. Right? Right? So that's a universal unifying motion right there, family. Every true brother in the street know the eye contact and the head nod, and that is what it is. That's the hello, the hug, and praise God, and peace be with you. The head nod can even be a Merry Christmas. You know, you get a head nod, and you might be like, Merry Christmas, family. You know what I'm saying? But the head nod is universal. Everybody, every brother know that. That's unity. That's unity, family. That's the universal brother, what's up? And we all know it. That's unity, family. You might say, oh, man, that ain't nothing, man. Mo, what you out here talking about? I'm talking about the fact that people running around here lying, talking about black folks not unified. We unified, family. The thing is, you not unified with black people. For those running around, I always keep that out their mouth. People that say that, see what they doing, family. Because I'm going to tell you what I'm doing. I'm standing up in the room saying that we need to get better. And the first thing we need to do is we need to address this UNITY. And all the love we got out here in the street. And we need to quit coming with all this negative perspective, family. We need to stop walking through the door with the negative Ark of Covenant in our hand, family. We need to quit walking around with all this negativity, family. Your mama is black. Your mama is black. Your mama is black. Right? Your mama is black. My mama is black. We unified in that, ain't we, family? Our mamas are beautiful. We love our mamas. So don't we think black is beautiful? Don't we love black? Don't we love being black? Because we black just like our mama, right? Brothers and sisters, we are unified. Stop letting people tell you this foolishness. Stop letting people always speak from the negative when they speaking about the brothers and sisters. Matter of fact, you need to stop thinking negative when you start thinking about brothers and sisters, period. You need to get some more positive energy when you start speaking about your brothers and sisters, family. You need to have a more motivating mindset towards being black and the brothers and sisters around you, family. I ain't asking you to go out here and knock on somebody door you don't know and hand them a turkey basket and all that. I'm not saying that, family. I'm saying that the circle that you got, family. I'm talking about the circle that you got, the shorties that you know and love, and you get them a Christmas gift and they give, hey, auntie, here go this Christmas card. Them kids should be on fire. And if we were all unified and making sure that our tribe is on point, We talking about unity today, y'all. We need to be unified in the fact that this is where we want to go. Where do you want to go, family? Well, I'm going to tell you where I want my people to go. I want us to begin to build our future, family. When I'm talking about our future, family, I want us to have a different mindset towards the future, family. I want our children to be in STEM-related programming, and that's it. Our children need to be STEM ready. Science, technology, engineering, mathematics, family. That is the future, family. That is the future. That is the future. That is the future. And let me tell you this. Ain't no robot gonna ever do a black woman's hair. Ain't no robot ever gonna cut no black man's hair. So we need to take over that industry. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about let's stop letting the Chinese folk come in our neighborhood and take our money and take it back to their community. What's up with that? I'm talking about a future where don't nobody come over and do nails in the hood no more. I'm talking about a future where black women are going to get their hair and nails done by black women. I'm talking about Asian people don't make no more money off us. That's what I'm talking about. I think we can all be unified in that message, right? No more Chinese making money off black nails and black hair. How about that? Because we for damn sure ain't going in their community making no money. So why are we allowing them to come into our community? I'm saying let's be unity in closing the borders to the black community. Let's be unified in saying ain't nobody going to make no more money off the hood unless they from the hood. I'm saying that we ain't going to have no more Arabs opening up stores in our neighborhood selling us poison. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Y'all want to run around here and talk about unity? Let's talk about it then. Let's talk about unity. Let's be unified on the fact that we are going to build our communities and we not going to build nobody else's community. Hey, y'all, we done already sent 3 generations of them Arab kids to college, family. We done already sent 3 generations of Chinese kids to college, family, through our nails and our hair. We done already did that, family. We ain't got to do that no more. We done already took care of everybody else's kids and family. We done already fed everybody else's kids and family. Let's turn around and do that for our own community. And for those of y'all that's in the room belly aching and bitching about being black, go. Hey, look, man, go find some white powder and saturate your face with it, family. I feel you, family. Go get you some blue contacts, family. Paint yourself whatever you want to be. If you so tired of being black, family, if you tired of being black, if it hurts you to be black, family, you need to get you a scrub brush and go try to scrub that black off you. And then when you let me know what happened, come back and holler at us. If you tired of being black, go sit down somewhere and close your mouth. If you tired of being black, if you don't want to be black no more, family, that disqualifies you from talking. If you got a half-empty approach when it comes to being black, we don't need to hear your voice no more. If all you got to say, only time you got to say something after a black person get killed by a white police officer, why don't you go somewhere and just shut your ass up? I'm talking about a future, family, where we're no longer being reactive, family. We're no longer reactive, family. I'm talking about being proactive, family. I ain't talking about being reactive, family. I'm talking about being proactive, family. I'm talking about walking in the room with a plan, family. I'm talking about walking in the room with a plan that every black person in the game can follow, family. I'm talking about getting on cold, family. You understand what I'm saying? You know, I ain't in the room turning my nose up to nobody, family, but we need to come on with the come on, family. Your mama black. I don't know if y'all know this, but if your mama black, that means you black. And everybody in the room love their mama. I would say 80% of us love our mama, right? 80%. We sure enough loved them yesterday. Help me understand. Help me understand. Help me understand. Your mama black. Your mama black. That means you love black, family. Enough of it. Enough of it. I guarantee you, family, let me tell you something. We've been under attack as a people. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about, man, we've been dealing with situations where people had think tanks and they were infiltrating our organizations and putting the TV commercial up there and just psychological warfare, family. You know, it's even going on today, family. You sit around, you know, I said this and it's real talk. I said it on Strictly for the Brothers, but I said for Hood Radio, the black man created hip hop. The black man created hip hop. The black man created hip hop. I remember a damn time, family, where rap music, as they called it, hip hop, but rap music wasn't even allowed on the airwaves, family. Rap music didn't even get no MTV airplay, family. Rap music didn't even get on the radio, family. Then you had a cat like Will Smith come skit that dilly D himself on through the door, and they liked Will. They liked Will. They liked him, family. They liked Will Smith. They liked him. He didn't curse. He didn't look threatening. You know what I'm saying? Then you got Ron DMC and them coming through the door. Then you had Public Enemy. I'm talking about Fight the Power, family. I mean, man, I literally remember listening to Fight the Power, family. Fight the Power. You understand what I'm saying? Fight the Power, family. That was a hit song. Flavor Flav was out here going to get it. You understand me? You understand me? You understand me, family? I mean, I'm talking about war. Black man created hip hop. But what happened? What happened? Instead of building our own thing, we foaming at the mouth asking somebody to help us. Right? We black man act like he can't do nothing. That's what that situation was. We sitting up here wondering and foaming and we allow somebody to get behind us. And next thing you know, they got control of what we created. Because, see, the black man didn't see himself as the owner. The black man only saw himself as the talent. And then you'll run around and say, well, you know, you hear black, this is what we love. Don't nobody, well, we ain't got no owners. This is what we do. This is what we say. Well, the reason we not doing it is because we ain't got nobody to look up to. Man, I pray for black men and black girls, black boys and black girls, black women and black men. I pray for you to believe in yourself like never before. You understand me? I pray for you to have confidence that's never been seen before. I pray for you to be bold enough to have the courage to change the world. You understand what I'm saying, family? I'm praying for mamas right now to have enough hunger, family, to not just want to be a nurse, but damn it, you want to go ahead and own a hospital, family. I ain't gonna even come at you about being no doctor, damn it. But what's up with owning a hospital, family? Huh? Black folks, did you know the first black and owned operated hospital was in Chicago, homie? I'm talking about black folks. We run around talking about, well, we ain't got no ownership. We only think we the talent. Nah, family, let's get on that, though. Who gonna be coming through the door talking about, yo? Who coming through the door talking about, man, we own it. We own some ownership. We gonna start, you know what? So we can get rid of this excuse about, we don't know how to be no owner. We gonna start some ownership clubs then. Huh? What we gonna do then, family? We gonna keep rocking around talking about what we ain't got or we gonna build what we need. That's what Mo Morris is on, family. That's what Hood Radio is about, family. Because at Hood Radio, you know what we doing, family? We are honoring our own dreams, family, at Hood Radio. You wanna know what we doing at Hood Radio, family? We are honoring our own dreams, family. That's what we doing at Hood Radio, family. That's what we doing at Hood Radio, family. We are honoring our own dreams, family. We ain't in the room begging nobody. Oh, would y'all come over here and help us promote this? And how we gonna get more people to hear it? Hey, man, let me tell you something, family. This is the training ground for me, family. You understand what I'm saying? This is the training ground for me, family. I ain't in the room talking about how we gonna get on YouTube. How we gonna do this, that, and the third. Nah, dog, this is hood, homie. This is hood, homie. I ain't doing this to get I ain't trying to meet the Pope. You understand? I ain't trying to get the Congressional Medal of Honor for the first human being. No, I ain't trying to make it to the White House, homie. I'm not here for that. I represent the hood, homie. I'm here for the hood, family. I'm in the dirt with it, family. Y'all gonna see this seed grow, though. Y'all gonna see me reaping, so, homie. What you reap is what you sow, homie. You gonna see mine, family. I'm in the hood with it, family. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Family, we are victorious. We are in control, family. We got to stop believing somebody else's story about you. How in the world am I going to listen to somebody? I go read a book about William David Morris, a.k.a. Mo Morris, Big Mo, CBS Cavalier in the building. What I look like believing somebody's story about me? When I'm the author of my own story, family. Hell going on around here. Hey, man, stop walking around with your shoes untied. Tie your shoes up, family. Stop walking around with your shoes untied, man. Tighten your game up, man. When you see somebody with their shoes untied, that's some of the most sloppiest stuff you ever see in your life. You can trip on your shoe. You can step on it. The next person can step on it. I mean, your untied shoes are not sexy, family. Tie your shoes up, family. And remember this, your mama black. Your mama is black. So if your mama black, that means you love and adore. Think about how we talk about our mamas. Mama. You know, you think about the words you associate with your mama. I'm talking about, think about how you view your mama, man. I'm for real. I mean, just take a moment and look at your mama and be like, man, I love this woman, man. Man, you ain't gonna let nobody disrespect. Man, I don't know about y'all. Back in the day, nigga, we would fight to the blood in grammar school about the mama jokes, homie. Somebody said something about your mama, I don't care who in the room. God could be in the room, nigga. Somebody say something about my mama, I'm flying across the room, G. And the homies know what I'm talking about. Brawls breaking out because of mama jokes, G. And you will warn a homie like, hey, man, don't say nothing about my mama. And that's it. And if somebody else say something about your mama, they going to know what your paws feel like. Somebody going to bleed about them mama jokes, G. So are we willing to go to the war and fight and slob and all this for our mama because she black and she our mama? Then I don't be looking at me like I'm crazy because I'm black just like your mama. So if you love your mama, you used to love me because I look just like your mama. So we can kill it with all this. I don't know about being black. Where all the power at? The power in your mama. Because I got the same skin as your mama. Think about that, family. Hear what I'm saying. I'm black just like your mama. Your mama is black. And you love your mama. You willing to crack the earth for your mama. Then you need to be willing to crack the earth for black people. Because your mama represent black people. Your mama. Yo mama, homie. Yo mama, sister. Yo mama, brother. Yo mama. Think about how you had the roses out. And if your mama's no, R.I.P. to the mamas that's not here. But think about how you miss your mama. Right? You'll give anything for your mama to come back. I remember one day my brother Billy, his mom, dad, it's been over 10 years, man. And, man, my brother loved his mama. He was the middle child, man, and she always took care of him. And the thing that he said, the thing that he missed most about his mama, man, his mama always made sure he had cake and ice cream. She always made sure he had cake and ice cream. This is a grown man talking, G. Talking about cake and ice cream. But it was from his mama. You understand me, family? And I'm here to remind you, family, I'm black like your mama. So if you can love your mama, you can love me. Strictly for being black, homie. Strictly for being black, homie. And if we begin to look at the next black person that got the same skin color as our mama, and we begin to look at them like, man, they related to my mama. We all related, family, with this skin, family. And if that's the case, if we can start looking at each other like this, I guarantee we'll put them guns down. I guarantee we won't eat ourselves to obesity. I guarantee we won't be number one in diabetes. I guarantee we won't have low reading scores. I guarantee we won't have low math scores. I guarantee it, family. If we begin to look at each other and just our skin, family. Just our skin color. If we begin to respect the skin color, family. If we begin to respect the same skin that your mama got, I got, family. If you can respect your mama strictly because she your mama and with her black self, then you can respect me, family. We are unified, brothers and sisters. We have to stop letting people tell us that we are not unified. That is not the case. And before I go, I got to get a pledge of allegiance here at Hood Radio. Black folks, we don't have the Monday morning blues. Black folks, we do not have the Monday morning blues, family. And you want to know where the Monday morning blues come from? The Monday morning blues comes from the world. Because black folks ain't running around here talking about no Monday morning blues. We don't even talk like that. The blues. Yeah, we created the blues, but we ain't the time, we ain't associating the blues with one day. Hey, man, stop falling for other people's traps, man. Stop accepting other people's terminology, man. Real talk. Real talk, family. Let's have some courage, family. Let's have the courage to be the best we can be, family. Let's have the courage to work hard, family. Let's have the courage to grow, family. Let's have the courage to improve, family. Let's have the courage to get better, brothers and sisters. And when we decide to get better individually, and then when we decide to view each other and see our mamas and every black person we see, because that man, that cat got the same skin color as my mama. And I love my mama, so I'm going to show some love for bruh. Not going to let nobody take advantage of me, but man, I'm not going to look at a black person with negativity in my eyes and in my mind because somebody else tried to program me and make me hate myself. If I hate myself, I hate my fellow man, my fellow woman. I ain't trying to hear that, family. We are not going to continue to operate with the mindset that was that programming that was placed in us, family. We going to reach inside our head and we going to pull that programming out. We are not going to continue to look at each other like, because you black, you a problem. Nah, family, your mama black. And since I match your mama's skin, have some love for me, family. Have some love for me, family. Give me a chance, family. Stop looking at me with negative eyes, family. Stop looking at me like you want me to be your victim, family. I ain't here to be your victim, family. Because just like your mama, I want to go have a good life. I want to have a family. I want to be able to love my people. I want to be able to grow and help people, help my family grow and make a difference in this world. Are you kidding me? That's what your mama wanted for you. So why would you get in the way of me building that for mine? And I'm black just like your mama. Brothers and sisters, enough. We are unified. We ain't believing what somebody else telling us, family. I'm gonna believe what I know. And what I know is this. What I know is this. I've been black every day of my life, and I love it. And I do not look at being black like I'm cursed. I look at being black as what I am, a gift. Because God chose me to be black. I come from a black mama and a black daddy. That make me black. And I'm black and I'm proud. Black is beautiful. And let's go. Brothers and sisters, we have to make up in our mind and we got to take command of what it is to be a brother and sister in this society. We cannot continue to allow somebody else to build the image and build the vision and make people view us in a certain way, in a certain light, because of a character in a movie or lyrics in a song. I am more than a character in a movie. I am more than a stereotype. I am more than rap lyrics, homie. I'm a black man that comes from a black mother that's part of a black family. I am more than a stereotype. And so are you, brother and sister. Peace. I'm your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army, and thank you for listening to Hood Radio. I'm your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army, and thank you for listening to Hood Radio. Peace. What up, Chicago?